Welcome to the deep dive. Have you ever found yourself chuckling at something completely unexpected? A laugh that just sort of sneaks up on you from, well, the most unlikely of places.
Oh, definitely. Happens all the time.
We all have those moments, don't we? Where a seemingly mundane object or, I don't know, a simple turn of phrase suddenly unlocks this burst of genuine amusement. Well, prepare to have your expectations and maybe even a few heavy objects lifted today.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Because our deep dive isn't into the mysteries of the universe or the intricacies of ancient history. Oh no.
Uh-oh, where are we going?
Today we're plunging into a realm far more industrial, I guess, yet surprisingly hilarious. The world of forklift jokes and puns.
Forthwith chokes.
Really? Yep. Our source material comes from an article titled "The 15 Funniest Forklift Jokes and Puns" by Angus Lift Trucks, and you might be thinking, forklifts, funny. But trust me, this article somehow manages to combine, heavy machinery with a remarkably lighthearted sense of humor.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have expected that. Heavy machinery and humor.
Right. It proves that wit can be found in the most unexpected corners.
Seems like it.
So our mission today is to unpack these jokes, not just for like a cheap laugh, but to truly explore the sheer cleverness of the wordplay involved
Okay.
and the different facets of humor that these simple phrases employ, and maybe what these seemingly straightforward jokes can actually reveal about language itself, irony, even our perceptions of the most everyday industrial objects.
So digging deeper than just the punchline.
Exactly. We're aiming for genuine aha moments and maybe a fresh perspective on something you might never have considered fodder for a good chuckle before. Let's get to it.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, let's start by delving into the very core of many of these jokes. A significant number of them play directly on the word fork itself.
Right, the name.
Ingeniously crossing that divide between a humble dinner utensil, the thing we use every day, and a powerful, towering piece of heavy machinery you see in warehouses.
That contrast, yeah.
Our first example, joke number one, is a perfect illustration. What do you call a forklift that hauls pigs? A porklift.
Okay.
It's so straightforward, isn't it? Just a classic, kind of delightful homophone play. What immediately stands out to you with this one?
Well, I'm always struck by how efficiently this kind of humor works. The joke immediately springs from that simple phonetic similarity, pork and fork.
Right, instant connection.
Exactly. Our brains are wired to recognize patterns and sounds, and when two words sound identical but have vastly different meanings, it creates this like momentary cognitive dissonance that quickly resolves into a laugh. The image of a porklift is maybe a little absurd, yeah.
Totally absurd.
But that absurdity combined with the quick linguistic recognition gives you that immediate accessible chuckle. It's a great example of language just sort of bending for comedic effect.
Absolutely. It's that instant connection that makes it so satisfying. And sticking with that idea of taking the name literally, joke number four really hits the mark. I once saw a forklift lift a crate of forks. It was way too literal for me.
Oh, that's good.
There's something beautifully ironic about a forklift literally forklifting its namesake. It makes me picture an assembly line where the forklifts are just stacking themselves or crates of themselves.
Yeah, yep. From a broader perspective, this joke brilliantly uses irony. It creates humor by taking the name of the machine at its, well, its most literal interpretation.
Exactly.
It's funny because it's so utterly unexpected, right? To see the actual object the name references being handled by the machine itself.
Yeah, you wouldn't think of it.
The humor wouldn't be nearly as strong or even exist if it were lifting, say, a crate of spoons or knives.
True.
The source highlights this by noting that unique self-referential nature, forklift lifting forks. It's a visual gag that plays on the very etymology of the machine's name. It's like a little wink at the audience who gets the double meaning.
A very meta piece of machinery humor. Now, for a true classic that I think many of us can relate to, joke number seven. I once asked my dad, "What's a forklift?" And he replied, "Food usually."
Oh, yes, the dad joke.
That, my friends, is a quintessential dad joke. Simple, effective, and often met with, an appreciative groan. What is it about these jokes that resonates?
It makes you wonder, doesn't it? Why do dad jokes often land even when we pretend to be annoyed?
Right.
This one works by masterfully subverting expectation. The setup leads us down one path, expecting an answer about, heavy machinery.
The technical definition.
Exactly. But the twist takes us right back to the most mundane, everyday use of a fork for food. The humor lies in making this powerful industrial machine seem comically trivial.
Yeah, reducing it.
Reducing its grand purpose to something as simple as dinner. It plays on a harmless incongruity, a gentle challenge to our assumptions about language and context. Mm. It offers that comfortable, predictable kind of humor that often brings a smile despite ourselves.
That subversion of expectation is so clever. And speaking of a slightly misguided but optimistic outlook, joke number 8 takes the cake. Husband says, "This job looks good, but it requires 2 years of forklift experience."
Okay.
And his wife replies, "That's perfect. You lift forks every night at dinner."
Oh, dear.
You've got to admire her unwavering belief in his transferable skills.
You really do. One interesting angle here is just the humorous misinterpretation at play.
Mm-hmm.
It really highlights the vast, almost comical difference between using, you know, an eating utensil and operating complex industrial equipment.
Night and day.
Totally. Yet it also speaks to a very human tendency to find connections, however tenuous,
yeah,
right? Especially for comedic effect, or maybe when trying to be encouraging.
True.
The source humorously reminds us that while, yes, forking steak into your mouth does involve lifting forks, it doesn't quite qualify you for heavy machinery operation.
Not quite OSHA compliant.
Not quite. The joke leans into that innocent misunderstanding, making us smile at the wife's earnest, if completely inaccurate, logic.
So we've seen humor can spring from the direct connection to the word fork, whether it's through, like, phonetic play, literal interpretation, or even simple misdirection.
Uh-huh.
But the humor doesn't stop at just the fork itself. It cleverly extends to other utensils and even incorporates broader cultural context, expanding the linguistic playground.
Right, broadening the scope.
And take joke number 5. "I passed my forklift test today. I did very well. My boss says I should be able to try the spoon tomorrow."
Oh, okay.
This one always makes me laugh because it just comedically reduces this massive, complex piece of machinery to humble dinner tools. It's like graduating from a bulldozer to a butter knife.
Yeah, I'm struck by how this joke cleverly plays on the sequential nature of learning, right? Like mm-hmm. steps, but applies it so whimsically to cutlery.
Totally whimsical.
The humor comes from the human tendency to categorize and progress in skill acquisition, but here it's applied to machines. It's funny because it kind of anthropomorphizes the forklift.
It gives it a little personality.
Yeah, almost giving it a progression of skills akin to a human child learning to master a fork, and then, okay, now you can try the spoon. It catches us off guard by equating the sophisticated operation of a forklift with the seemingly basic act of mastering a spoon. It highlights the absurdity of the comparison.
That absurd scaling down is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And for a touch of global humor, joke number 13 asks, "What country doesn't have forklifts?" China, they use chopsticks instead.
Okay.
It's a clever extension of the utensil pun, but the source makes an interesting and important point here, noting that in reality, something like 500,000 forklifts are sold in China each year.
Wow. Okay. So factually, way off.
Way off.
This joke raises an interesting question then about how humor plays with cultural stereotypes or, you know, commonly held, though often inaccurate, knowledge.
Right, like assumptions.
Exactly. The joke leverages a well-known cultural eating implement, chopsticks, to extend the fork theme. It creates a punchline that's amusing despite its factual inaccuracy.
Yeah, the inaccuracy doesn't ruin it.
In fact, that very inaccuracy, as the source points out, is kind of part of the joke's charm because it's so clearly just a setup for a pun. It doesn't rely on malice, but rather on a common cultural shorthand to deliver a linguistic twist. It's the kind of joke that makes you smile at the wordplay, even as you mentally correct the premise.
Definitely. Now, here's where it gets really interesting, I think.
Okay.
These jokes move beyond just the literal fork and dive into the various meanings of the word lift.
Ah, the other half of the name.
Exactly. Often bringing in a human, emotional, or even like darkly comedic dimension. It's like the word itself is doing some heavy lifting in the joke.
Okay, I see. The double meanings.
Yeah. Joke number 2 really leans into that double meaning. People say you can't raise a child in a warehouse, but so far my forklift works fine.
Oof. That's dark.
It is a bit dark. The source gives a great and very necessary warning against actually lifting children with a forklift, obviously.
Please don't try this at home or warehouse.
Please don't. But you've got to appreciate the clever wordplay here.
Oh, yeah. What's fascinating here is the clever, albeit darkly comedic humor of taking that common idiom, raise a child, and applying the machine's literal function to it.
Right. The mechanical action.
Exactly. The comedy comes from the sheer absurdity and the vivid, maybe slightly disturbing visual image it creates in your mind. It contrasts the abstract, nurturing idea of raising a child with the concrete, mechanical action of a forklift, creating a surprising and memorable punchline. It plays on our understanding of language and how different contexts give words entirely different weights.
It's that jarring juxtaposition that makes it so effective, I think. And for a truly wholesome twist on lifting, number three delivers. Son asks, Dad, how do I pick up girls?
Uh-oh. Where's this going?
Dad replies, you can borrow my forklift.
Perfect dad answer.
A dad offering help with heavy machinery, only a dad could come up with that.
From a broader perspective, this joke brilliantly uses the double meaning of pick up, both literally lifting an object and, you know, socially attracting someone. The humor arises from the father's practical, very machine-oriented mindset, clashing with the son's more nuanced social query.
He's trying to help?
He is. Creating this sweet and funny misunderstanding, it's a classic example of innocent misinterpretation where the dad, perhaps a bit oblivious, offers a perfectly logical, if entirely inappropriate, solution from his own frame of reference. The source notes how terrifying it would be in reality, which only enhances the joke's comedic effect by highlighting the father's clueless but well-meaning advice.
Totally. Speaking of raising spirits, joke number six is a personal favorite just for its sheer positivity. My dad met a group of forklift operators today. He said they were very uplifting.
Oh, that's nice.
A nice positive spin on a day at work.
It makes you wonder, how do positive puns contribute to humor differently than those with maybe a darker edge, like the raising a child one?
Good question.
This joke is just wonderfully wholesome, isn't it? A play on words, seamlessly linking the physical act of lifting what forklift operators literally do to the emotional act of uplifting someone's spirits.
Yeah, it works perfectly.
It's a pun that gives forklift drivers the good name they deserve, as the source beautifully puts it, painting them as morale boosters as much as material handlers. It's a reminder that humor doesn't always need to be edgy. Sometimes a simple feel-good wordplay is all it takes.
And building on that, number 14 adds another delightful layer, kind of solidifying the idea of morale-boosting forklift drivers. Why did everyone love the forklift truck driver who worked at the distillery?
Okay, distillery.
Because he lifted everyone's spirits.
Ah, nice one. Spirits.
This takes the previous joke and gives it a very specific and quite amusing twist.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is the multi-layered pun at work. It first builds on the idea of raising spirits emotionally, which we just talked about, but then cleverly introduces spirits as, you know, alcoholic beverages.
The booze.
Right. Adding another dimension of unexpected humor. It paints this vivid picture of a jolly, morale-boosting figure, maybe driving around barrels or bottles of liquor, giving everyone a boost with both kind comments and perhaps a taste of their product.
A very popular employee, I imagine.
Definitely. It's a sophisticated pun that relies on knowing both meanings of spirits and the context of a distillery to land perfectly. It creates a truly memorable image.
Okay, let's unpack this next category. Some of these jokes draw on, like, modern frustrations or the practical realities of the job.
Okay.
Making them incredibly relatable to a broader audience, even people who might not know their way around a warehouse, they tap into shared experiences.
Right, more universal stuff.
Joke 10 really hits home for anyone who's ever typed on a phone. Hey, autocorrect. Quit correcting what isn't supposed to be corrected, you mother forklift.
Yeah. Yes. Been there.
Oh, the universally relatable frustration with autocorrect. We've all shouted something similar, maybe less polite.
Absolutely. This joke really taps into that shared contemporary annoyance that almost everyone with a smartphone has experienced, right?
Totally.
The humor comes from the creative, almost polite substitution of a common expletive with forklift.
Yeah, it's a G-rated swear.
Exactly. Making it an instantly recognizable and highly relatable moment for many. The source perfectly captures this, saying if you know what word was supposed to be there, you know, forklift certainly doesn't have the same impact. It's a clever linguistic workaround that allows us to vent our collective tech frustration in a lighthearted way. Shows how language adapts to express modern exasperation.
Then there's joke 11, which gives a knowing wink to job stability or maybe the lack thereof. I used to be a forklift operator, but there were way too many ups and downs for me.
Ah, the classic job pun.
Classic pun on the nature of the job and the literal movement of the machine.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, how do jokes about job experiences resonate so deeply? This one uses the inherent daily function of a forklift, its constant vertical movement.
Up and down, up and down.
Right. To create this witty commentary on the very human desire for stability in a career. It plays on a common concern about the workplace, cleverly linking the machine's literal ups and downs to the metaphorical ups and downs of job security or satisfaction. It's a relatable piece of observational humor that finds the comedic irony in everyday work life, particularly for those who might feel they're constantly on a roller coaster.
Definitely relatable. And for sheer linguistic cleverness, joke 12 stands out. What do you call something that can't be forklifted? Unpalatable.
Ooh, that's clever. Palatable. Nice.
Clean, simple, and beautifully smart. It took me a second the first time I heard it.
Yeah, what's fascinating here is the sophisticated wordplay on pallet, you know, the wooden platform that forklifts use to move goods, and the word unpalatable, meaning disagreeable to the taste or mind.
Right, two unrelated things linked by sound.
Exactly. It's a smart two-in-one joke that requires a bit of linguistic recognition and a small cognitive leap to connect the two seemingly unrelated concepts. The humor comes from that aha moment when you realize the double entendre. It makes it a particularly clever example of humor that the source praises for its simplicity and sort of intellectual punch. It's a fantastic linguistic twist.
It really is. Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, maybe a bit weird.
Bring on the weird.
These final jokes take us into the realm of the absurd, making imaginative leaps with forklifts that kind of stretch our minds and bring in unexpected connections.
Okay, leaving the warehouse behind a bit.
Yeah. Joke 9 is fantastic because it's a joke about a joke that fails but then becomes hilarious in its failure.
Oh, meta joke again.
It kind of. I heard a hilarious joke about how a forklift implies the existence of a spoon lift. Then I realized that's just a catapult.
Ah, that's brilliant. Spoon lift, catapult.
The self-aware humor, connecting modern machinery to ancient tools, it's like finding a historical answer to a modern linguistic question you didn't know you had.
From a broader perspective, this joke is wonderfully metacognitive. Like you said, it's a joke about the very process of trying to make a joke.
Right.
The initial premise, this idea of a spoon lift as a logical extension of a forklift, seems plausible in a kind of whimsical way.
You can almost picture it.
You can. But the unexpected twist to catapult takes us from modern industrial machinery straight back to ancient warfare, bridging incredibly disparate concepts. It's an aha moment of recognition that, wait, a spoonlet actually does exist.
Yeah.
Just not how you'd expect. It reveals surprising linguistic connections and historical echoes hidden in our language. It shows how humor can thrive on these unexpected leaps.
That mental image is brilliant. And finally, in number 15, bringing in some pop culture flair.
Yeah.
How does a transformer eat his dinner?
Okay, a transformer.
He uses a forklift.
Huh. Of course he does. Perfect scale.
It's just a great visual, right? Imagining Optimus Prime delicately picking up a giant Energon cube or whatever they eat with a forklift.
Yeah. This joke makes you wonder, how does fantasy blend so effectively with everyday objects to create humor?
Right.
This joke takes a fictional giant robot character from pop culture and places him in this mundane human act eating dinner using a forklift as a comically appropriate tool for something of that scale. It's a playful mental image that provides a delightful conclusion to our list. Imagining a world where transformers fuel up on more than just petrol, it shows the power of imagination and how even the most fantastical characters can be grounded by relatable, albeit exaggerated, human behaviors.
And so concludes our surprisingly profound journey into the world of forklift humor.
Who knew forklifts could be so deep?
Right. We started with a simple list of jokes and discovered just how much creativity, irony, and clever wordplay can be packed into something as unexpected as heavy machinery.
Mm.
We explored puns on fork, the double meanings of lift, observational humor tapping into shared frustrations, and even that delightful absurdity that bridges modern and ancient.
Yeah, quite a range.
It truly shows how a seemingly simple topic can offer deep insights into the versatility of language and the fascinating ways human perception shapes our sense of humor.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What's truly fascinating here is how even the most mundane or, you know, industrial objects, when viewed through the lens of humor and wordplay, can reveal these unexpected layers of creativity and connection.
Yeah.
We've seen how humor often thrives on that tension between expectation and reality, whether it's through linguistic tricks like homophones and double meanings, or through absurd scenarios that challenge our default perceptions of the mundane. It reminds us of the incredible flexibility of language and our sort of universal capacity to find joy in linguistic twists and the comical side of everyday life.
Well said. So next time you see a forklift, or really any everyday object for that matter, what surprising linguistic connection or hidden humor will you discover?
Makes you look differently.
Perhaps this deep dive has given you a new way to, well, lift your own spirits and see the world with a slightly more playful, observant eye.